Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. I'm Fred. That's Blake. We got our guy, Jake Up Ray.
That was smooth.
Why did I couldn't decide if I wanted to call him New Guy Jake. I couldn't decide if I wanted to call him Jake. Then I thought, well, I've been calling him Jacob. So either way.
A lot spinning in your head.
There is a lot spinning in the old brain tonight. But that's okay. We got 2 hours left to go in the program. Let's jump back out to the D&M Listening Hotline. Welcome to the program. Former NFL tight end, host of the 84 Reasons, No Weddings in the Fall podcast, and just one of the best at talking all things National Football League and college football as well. The one, the only, Mr. Ben Troop. Ben, it's been a minute since we've caught up with you, my man. How are we today?
Man, I'm doing good, man. We done hoisted up another national championship. Not football, in basketball. I will take it. It's always good being on with you, gentlemen.
Look, man, and as much as it pained me to see my boy Kelvin Sampson and U of H spit the bit the way they did, I'm thinking, all right, well, after Bill Self gets booted out this next year, Todd Golden's going to look good, real good in Lawrence. But y'all just locked him up for what, 6 years, $40 million?
Yeah, I mean, he got that extension. And that's the thing, right? I mean, you know, a lot of coaches was cashing out because of the tournament. Now, it was coaches not winning the tournament, finding themselves on new teams. So yeah. Everybody in the tournament was finding a way to use it as a, you know, to catapult them to different, to better situations, these lateral moves, as they say with these coaches. But Coach Golden, year three, national championship. There are coaches in the Hall of Fame but don't even got national championships. He's in very, very rare company. I hope that he ain't peaked too early. I hope that this is a sign of things to come.
And, you know, he had kind of an inauspicious start in Gainesville, given kind of the alleged DM creeping and what have you. A national championship is a nice way of, you know, kicking that to the curb.
It is. I mean, he had his situation, then Torian Green, former national champion with Florida, you know, when they went back-to-back guard. He had his situation, but y'all know how it is. You start winning national championships, it's not that these things aren't taken as serious. If anything could happen, in, you know, as far as like settlements and different things, you know, those things are going to be, you know, they definitely going to use those outlets. But I'm just happy that everything worked out for both Torian and Coach Ty Golden, hopefully, because, you know, Walter Clayton Jr., I know he ain't got no eligibility left. I wish he did, because I've seen some players come through Florida. He is definitely one of the best on the hard court.
I want to flip a little bit and look at the college football landscape. We saw today something that hasn't happened before when it comes to Fran Brown being the first coach to sign with an NIL agency. The agency name Network will give Fran an opportunity to capitalize on his own brand and help elevate recruiting. Kind of talk to me about if you see this being the future of college football coaching, if you think this is an anomaly, and kind of what it means for Fran Brown and NIL.
I hope it is the future. Because I think sometimes when you start talking about these coaches and how they can, you know, obviously most of them are taking advantage of their brand, but a lot of them are, they talk NIL, but they're really anti-NIL. They are part of it because they have to be, not because they want to be a coach, being a guy saying, listen, man, I'm going to take full advantage of mine, and hopefully this will show my players or future players. So I hope it is right now it is a trend because it's hard to be the first, but I look forward to a big, you know, an even bigger name coach getting into the NIL branding of things because it's here to stay. Everybody thought transfer portal, gonna kill college football. NIL, gonna kill college football. Look, NIL is only big when there is no football being played. Once we kick off in the fall, ain't nobody gonna be talking NIL. It's a slow news day. When there's no football going on, you're gonna be talking NIL. I'm happy that coaches or a coach is throwing his hat in the ring.
You piggybacking off that point. We've already seen or heard rumblings that next season we're looking at upwards of six teams. They're going to have $40 million rosters. Is that good or bad for college football?
It's both good and bad.
Yeah.
It's good because it shows you, you know, what certain teams can do, but it's bad because those 100 and some other teams, or, you know, FCS, NAIA, Ivy League, HBCU, they're looking around saying, hey, what about us? NIL, right, to me, has to work for everybody, or it doesn't work. I get it. Certain teams and players and coaches or whatever, it's going to work for, but and this is coming from a person that went to the University of Florida. I think about the USFs and the UCFs and the FAUs and the FIUs. I think about the Bethune-Cookmans, the FAMUs, and Ed Waters. I'm either a college athlete or not, male or female, and it got to work for everybody. No, everybody's not supposed to get the same, but everybody is supposed to get something.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at us now, okay, let's, and the Gators aren't one of those teams that, you know, are going to have a $40 million roster. You're talking about the Texas of the world, the Texas Tech, which is kind of a new deal. But like I said, they got a guy with deep pockets now. Oregon, I think Ohio State was two of the others as well. So, you know, your usual suspects when it comes to that. Where are we at? You know, Florida's kind of had an up and down. But again, your boys finished strong last year. You had the situation with the quarterback who never quite, was it Rashid or whatever his name was. Where's that at? And where's kind of the fundraising going right now in Gainesville?
Well, right now Florida's at 98% NIL as far as like the football team, so they're getting it done.
Okay.
It's just a lot of money is always going to be tied to either a team like Texas or Texas A&M who got oil money, mm-hmm, right? Which ain't nobody mad at them, or Texas Tech, somebody in Texas who probably has, or you know, oil rigs,
yeah,
who they're giving them the money. But it's always tied to either a team that's been competing and want to stay competing, or a team like Texas Tech that want to throw their hat in the ring because People throw money at something that they see winning it all or got a shot to win it all. Florida got billionaire alumni, but they saying, look, I'm not putting my money towards something that's gonna be subpar. I'm not,
yeah,
putting my money towards something. We don't do the shoulda, coulda, woulda. The return on investment is what a lot of these boosters are gonna start doing, because $40 million sound good. But if you ain't competing for national championships or at least one of the last teams standing, that,
yeah,
money could plummet very, very quickly. So these boosters have been doing it for a long time, but they want to be able to brag on the money that they're giving out, not just that they're giving it out. I hope they continue to do it that way, but I will die on this hill. I will always be a person that loves NIL. But guess what? If it ain't working for the teams who no one knows about, the best running back in college football this year was not an FBS. He was FCS. You talk about Ashton Jenty, who went to Boise State. Mm-hmm. My nephew is about to go to Kennesaw State, who's in the Conference USA. I'm always thinking about the teams who no one knows about, and the,
yeah,
player got to be the Dope Walker Award winner to even get noticed. I think I don't. That's the part of college football I don't like, because you either can play football, or you can't. The greatest football, the greatest wide receivers who ever put on cleats went to Mississippi Valley State. I wonder if he was in college right now, how he would view it. Even with the player he became, it's got to benefit everybody, fellas. Because if it ain't benefit, and when I say benefit everybody, we put our heads together and come up with a way. If one team can get 40, another team can at least get 10. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you talked about return on investment and kind of what these new teams are trying to jump into NIL. I want to stay there, but flip to the NFL. When you look at this most recent draft class, there was talked about how it wasn't a super star-studded class, but it's a lot of B+, A- type players, a lot of starters, a lot of guys that can help your team. What team do you think was not in a spot to compete, or maybe right on the edge of competing as far as the playoff bubble goes, championship bubble goes, but after the draft, you're like, hey, I like the pieces they put together. I could see them taking that next step.
I hate to get this team love because they're in the same division of my Falcons. I'm going to say the freaking Carolina Panthers. They needed a receiver. And the thing about it is, to get Ted McMillan where they got him when everybody thought, oh, they're going to go defense. Well, when you look at that division as a whole, Baker Mayfield, obviously, he got Mike Evans. He got Guy when they get the kid out of, Ohio State. No one really cares about the Saints at this point because we don't even know if Derek Carr is going to play. Right. And, Michael Penix didn't play enough meaningful football, even though he got, Drake London. We'll see if the real Kyle Pitts will show up. Ted McMillan shows Bryce Young, hey, dude, we betting on you. We think you good enough. We think you are a couple of pieces away. And then they go out and get Hunter freaking Renfro. That is what put them over the top to me because you adding to that offense. So, for me, a team on the outside looking in a division that don't really scare nobody, even though Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Bucks have had a stranglehold on it, I think the Carolina Panthers, I think they really, really help themselves. If they can get a healthy Derrick Brown, they can get some help on defense with J.C. Horninger. I think they could be a team on the outside looking in that got a shot, even though I do like what Chicago did.
So real quick, just piggybacking off the Carolina Panthers take. So where are you at on Bryce Young? And obviously this David Canales connection seems like what we saw from this dude 2 years ago and what we saw from him after he took over for Andy Dalton. This might be the quarterback that we thought he was going to be when he went number one 2 years ago.
I believe he is. And the reason why I believe he is for a different reason. Sometimes you got to go through adversity for the whole world to see how you handle it. When he got benched and they put Andy Dalton in, the young man never made waves. He never said anything. He never said bulletin board material. And when they re-signed Andy Dalton, that lets him know, look, you're going to be the guy. Bryce Young was the best player in high school. Listen, the kid went to Alabama. He's not ducking smoke. He's the only Heisman Trophy winner, at quarterback in Alabama history. He goes number one overall. The only reason why Bryce Young hasn't met expectations is because of the previous number one overall pick that went to Carolina. Stop comparing that Younger to Cam Newton. They are not the same player. Yes, both of them won the Heisman. Yes, both of them won the national championship. Both of them were the number one overall pick. But Bryce Young and the way he played at the end of the year last year, look, my Falcons wasn't making the playoffs. And you know who sealed the deal? Freaking Carolina. They said that we ain't going, y'all ain't going. I'm really impressed by the young man, no pun intended. I think he's going to make a big jump in week three. Everybody wants to see how you handle adversity. When he got benched, he handled it the right way like a pro. I think he's ready to jump out there and, potentially win the NFC South this year.
Now, Ben, I'd love to get your two cents on how you think the Dallas Cowboys have handled their offseason. They've had a very different, I would say, offseason than most people expected, making a lot of moves, whether it be trades, picking up acquisitions. Might not be the star-studded names that everybody wanted, but as of a day or two ago, we see the George Pickens trade gets done for a third round pick. How do you think that changes Dallas's offense? Does this make you think of Dallas differently, or they just have a better receiver room and they're still the same old Cowboys?
I do view him differently, and here's why. I think George Pickens learned a lot last year. I think he realized if George Pickens didn't know that he was leaving Pittsburgh when DK Metcalf came, he ain't been in the league long enough. Like, they're not going to have – no team has two number ones. No team does. But if George Pickens is the player I know him to be and it's all football and no antics, oh, my God. Him and CeeDee Lamb, it's going to be ugly because CeeDee Lamb had no help. And that's nothing against Gallup and company. If George Pickens can play the way he played in Pittsburgh but only play and don't do that, sometimes I want to play, sometimes I don't, I got to give Jerry Jones a lot of credit. I give him a lot of flack. He said – we got a big trade. We got big trades coming either before the draft or after the draft. And he was right. That George Pickens trade is huge. And I just think that it's not the same old Cowboys. I don't agree with DeMarcus Lawrence. Listen, if you're no longer a Cowboy, just talk about your new team, man. I ain't with that going to another team. You ain't had nothing to say, and they paid you for 10 years. Don't go to another team talking trash. It's not the same old Cowboys, but they are going to have to deal with them Eagles. I like who Washington was last year, but the Eagles got Jihad Campbell. I think they got the best player in the draft at pick freaking 31. You're going to have to deal with them Eagles, but it's not the same old Cowboys. I hope Dak has lost a lot of weight. Hopefully he can stay healthy, man, and compete for that NFC East.
Well, and not to mention, too, real quick on the Tank Lawrence thing, it's like, bro, you went to the Seahawks, okay? So it's not like you went to the Eagles or the Chiefs or somebody like that. Like, you went to the Seahawks, who aren't even the best team in their own division. So anyway, I'm with you on that. Are you concerned at all, though, on the George Pickens front, considering that when you look at this Cowboys team, you know, you've got a laundry list of guys you're going to have to pay next year. All right. You haven't signed Micah yet. You know he's going to get a fat contract. You're already
Tyler
paying.
Smith.
You know, Tyler Smith is going to get a fat deal. And again, these are all first world problems because you've done a great job drafting. Is it worth giving up a third round pick for a what could just be a 1 year rental for George Pickens?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because George Pickens is what the NFL is. Hey, man, I want to know what your potential could be. I don't believe his best football he's played it yet.
No, I agree wholeheartedly.
Because in Pittsburgh, he was him. George Pickens, and this is nothing against Tyreek Hill, George Pickens is the best deep threat in football. He is the best 50-50 ball guy in the league. He's more like 80-20. If you put it up to him, he's coming down with it. I mean, because George Pickens is one of those guys, he real similar to CeeDee Lamb in the sense to where they're not going to be running past guys, but just get the ball to him. They're going to find a way to come down with it. And I think now, because he realized I could be traded, hopefully that humble pie is what he's eating. Listen, I'm going to say this. Everybody wants to play for Dallas because of the star. Yeah. They don't want to deal with the circus. They want to play for Dallas because of what comes with it. He was a star in Pittsburgh. He got a shot to be a superstar in Dallas. He just got to handle. He got to handle adversity the right way. And no better mentor than a guy to CD. CD, like, look, man, I wear number 88. I ain't ducking no smoke. I know who you are as a player. If you come in and you put your head down, dude, we got to listen. Everybody seems to think that the best tandem of football is in Philadelphia or not in Dallas. I got to tell A.J. Brown, I find it, Batman got his Robin and George Pickens. The deer, I said, if they can put together, they got a shot to be the best tandem as far as like receivers in the league if they can put it all together.
Are we starting to look at Mike Tomlin a little bit differently now? Homeboy hasn't won a playoff game, not a championship, hadn't won a playoff game in 8 years. I get it. He's a great motivator, and I love what he's done over the course of 20 years, but at the same time, and he's never had a losing season, but at what point do we start to say, all right, look, you didn't win when you had Big Ben, Antonio Brown before he went crazy, and Le'Veon Bell before he flipped out. You didn't win squat with them. Right now, you got Mason Rudolph and maybe a broken down Aaron Rodgers. Like, where are we at right now with what Mike Tomlin, this Pittsburgh Steelers team, is doing?
Good is the enemy of great. He's really, really good. I mean, Mike Tomlin is really, really good.
Yes.
Anytime you want to coach a clinic, a different thing, you're going to invite Mike Tomlin. He said it's not what you're capable of, it's what you're willing to do. But right now, they ain't willing to get it done. They are not going to get it done in Pittsburgh. And their problem in Pittsburgh is quarterback. Look around you in your division. Joe Burrow, right? You're talking about Lamar Jackson, right? And here's the thing. What's really going to hurt, let's just say Cleveland does end up having Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, and they beat Pittsburgh. They're going to be like, dude, we losing the rookies now?
Right.
I'm telling you, while I love Mike Tomlin, I mean, 18 years, 19 years in the National Football League as a head coach, I don't care who you are, it's incredible to never have a losing season, but you got to put it in context. I mean, at the end of the day, right, you ain't never had a losing season, but you only got one super duper. Mike Tomlin, and I hate to say it, Mike Tomlin is the Aaron Rodgers of coaches. He going to be a Hall of Famer, but they ain't got but one.
Yeah.
And they keep living off what they've done, not what they're doing. And guess, and who is he waiting on? Why would you put your entire franchise on hold for Aaron Rodgers? You better hope Aaron Rodgers calls you back, because if he don't,
you're in trouble.
Boy, you're going to be in a world of hurt.
No, you're absolutely right. And then on top of that, you brought in, I mean, and it just seems like from an offensive standpoint, and Mike Tomlin might be the perfect example of, and again, to your point, he's a phenomenal head coach, but it's that is the proverbial downside when you're a defensive guy and you rely on a different offensive coordinator, and let's call it what it is. I mean, it's been a turnstile at offensive coordinator since Todd Haley left.
It has, and I think it's just, listen, Ben Roethlisberger solved a lot of problems when he was in Pittsburgh, and no one wants to give him a lot of credit because he had a lot of guys around him, but he was consistent. Whether you liked the way he played, didn't like the way he played, the thing about Mike Tomlin is now is maybe his message has grown sour. Yes, you know, you got T.J. Watt and company. Yes, you got Cam Hayward and company. But guess what? Most of your players are 20-somethings. Most of your players are saying, hey, coach, we respect you. We respect what you've done, but we can't forget competing. We can't even sniff Baltimore right now. We can't get nowhere. They embarrassing us either in the playoffs or in the regular season. Joe Burrow and company, he got the whole band back together. And like I said, Jameis Winston.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
These are the type of players who you was losing to. I love Mike Tomlin, but at the end of the day, Mike Tomlin could be, he could be in Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh don't make head coaching hires, but they're going to be like, hey, Mike, we love you, but, man, sometimes if you're going to bow out gracefully or we got to move on, because sometimes while you used to be able to resonate with your players, it's the NFL is to update your resume yearly type thing. And just because you say, hey, man, I didn't have a losing season, yeah, but you ain't winning either. Because we're talking about winning the last game, not a game. We'll see if Mike – I think 2025 is going to be a microcosm of 2024, 23, 22, and 21. They're going to have some good moments and some incredible moments for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the fact that Mike Tomlin in year 19 or 20, you're going to put everything on Aaron Rodgers, come on, man. You got to be better than that.
Get you out of here with this. Shador slides to the fifth round. We've heard all sorts of things as far as how he went about handling his pre-draft process, interviews, how he went about doing things. And, you know, look, I'm sure a little bit of humble pie goes a long way, but shouldn't Deion catch a little more flack for being, considering that, you know, you've been there, done that, and you would have thought he would have prepared his son a little bit better for the biggest moment of his life?
Absolutely. And I think that the thing I'm going to say about the Deion and Shedeur Sanders is that Deion Sanders could have been right. Problem is, he wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, Deion and his son, because you was at Jackson State of Colorado, you had more access like we've never seen before. Well, here's the thing, right? What hurt Shedeur Sanders the most is you was walking around with Cam Ward. They was like, hey, dude, look at these dudes. So this guy right here, and I think that hurt him more than anything
else. I agree wholeheartedly.
I'm just saying, Cam Ward said, look, dude, you always got to act like people watching. When you say things like, I get paid for that, I get paid for this, I get paid for that, I would tell Shedeur this if I was in his face. Youngin, until you get the job, you ain't got the job. You got to get the job first. Then, because your daddy is solidified, your last name is Sanders, but your first name is Shedeur, not Deion. I think people love redemption stories, and hopefully he can go in Cleveland and do something incredible, but... And I know right now his brother was supposed. I think the commissioner approved him. His brother to walk around, and Deion Sanders Jr. said, "Well, you ain't walking around with no fifth rounder." So that's out the window. I'm rooting for the young man. I know Cleveland is, but hopefully Shedeur Sanders will be a cautionary tale to every single future athlete coming out to the National Football League. The National Football League said, "Listen, you either do it our way or no way." Because if not, hey, not only will you be a memory, you still got to make the squad. Because I know he's the number one selling jersey, but you still got to make the squad as a fifth round pick. And Joe Flacco vying to be the starter. Kenny Pickett got traded. Dylan Gabriel got win the third round. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see if Deshaun Watson, that's a lot of quarterbacks in one room. They only keep three. They got five. We'll see what happens.
All right, one more thing real quick. Cam Ward, your former team, just what have you heard? And I got to believe from what you've seen from his conversation, what have you, you got to feel good about, at the very least, what he's got going on between his shoulders.
Listen, Abdul Carter went out and asked LT, could he wear number 56? They said no. He asked Phil Simms, can I wear number 11? He said no. Warren Moon gave Cam Ward the number one. He walked in. And
now, he never played
him
with the Titans, though. That's my only pushback on that.
Titans, but nothing says, boy, we believe in you, than Warren Moon giving
that's
you.
Fair.
I call him one. Listen, from one to one, one of one. The only way you can get a Gator to root for a Hurricane, they got to get drafted the same two-tone blue. I'm rooting for that young man.
I love to hear it. Tell the folks at home what you got going on in the world of media these days.
Man, still doing 84 Reasons, No Weather's in the Fall. Got another podcast that I do called The Fan in the End. And just enjoying this ride, fellas. Being a former athlete and being able to talk on these airways, along with people like yourselves that always have me, I'm always willing to come on. And like I said, man, I'm going to be talking trash behind a mic near you real soon.
I love to hear it, Ben. Well, keep us posted when you do, man. You're definitely one of my favorite people, and we'd love to hear from you. And we're always smarter when we do it. Have a great time, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Always. The one, the only, Ben Troop. We ran a little long. Uh-oh. What we got coming up next there, Jacob Ray?
So we just got the new season-long lines for the newest NFL rookie playmakers, and I got a Pope parlay next on The Fan.
Ben True, my man. Great stuff from him as always. If you think I talk fast, Ben True and I, man, pound for pound. We're going to get some words in now. We are going to get some words in. I thought he had a great point when talking about Shadur and Cam Ward, man. All eyes are going to be on him this year as far as, you got a bunch of, look, who else outside? Jackson Dart isn't going to be starter week one. Maybe Tyler Shuck in New Orleans. Maybe.
Am I the only one so confused by his draft stock went from like sixth rounder, late fifth guy to like second round pick 40 out of literally nowhere. Even at the combine, literally when they were talking about, I could see this guy going late fifth, and draft comes around like second round.
There's always some dude that just makes some abnormal climb. And look, I watched him. And again, I'm no Brian Broaddus when it comes to this, but you watch him play, it's like, all right, he's good, but second round, plus he's 25 years old and the guy can't stay healthy. Like, that's,
I did not see a lot of good at it.
If we're gonna knock Quinn Ewers for being injury prone, at least he gave you a full season on more than one occasion, right, at a high level. What the hell did Tyler Shuck do?
What was he at, Louisville? Like, it wasn't even
dude, he played at what, Texas Tech, yeah. Oregon. Look, the kid had, he's got all the trait to Blake's point, those special traits that you like. Okay,
he was the only quarterback to run at the combine. I do remember that.
Well, maybe that's.
So was Sam Howell last year. So
there you go.
What's the GM's
name in for the Saints?
Mickey Loomis.
I thought that was it too.
Who apparently I don't know if he's got like dirty pictures on the Benson family. This guy's been around for 20 years and. They're usually $80 million over the cap every single year. Haven't been viable since 2011.
Since Drew Brees.
Later. Okay. And yet, dude doesn't lose his job. Never. You have not heard about him being on the hot seat ever.
Yeah. And their team is horribly constructed
and the Saints,
every year.
Like, the Saints are just one of those teams where it's like 9-8. Could be 9-8. Could be 2-15. Who knows? We'll see.
If it's weeks 1 and 2, Alex Salas. And the Saints are going real good.
They celebrated a championship after the first 2 weeks of the season.
And if you're a Saints fan, that's fine. I'll give that to you for how bad your team's been the last 15 years.
Just the king of mids.
It's hard to not jump on a team when they score 50 points on the Cowboys.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. What a time to be alive.
What if it's you think it might be the opposite this year? Cowboys, they won week one, then they got smoked week two. So maybe this year they start off really bad. Or I guess would it be starting off really good?
Let's see what the schedule looks like before we start putting cart before horse there, GM.
Yeah, I'll stop.
GM Blake.
I'll continue with my defensive driving.
Please do it. Please do it. Okay, let's now hand off the broadcast baton, courtesy of the G-Bag Boys, to Mr. Jacob Ray.
Let's do it. So last week, my favorite betting app, Prize Picks, came out with the newest season-long lines. We don't have game lines yet. Obviously, the schedule isn't out yet. But season-long statistical lines for the newest quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and even a defensive player and a two-way player. We'll tease there. Speaking of Cam Ward, 31-74.5 over under. What's your pick?
I'm going to say under. What did your boy Caleb Williams have this year?
Oh, 37.50, I think. I want to say 37.50.
I think I also heard a stat, and I don't know who we had on the show that told us this, that the Tennessee Titans of, you know, what did they lose, like 15 games or something, like 14 games?
Something like that, yeah.
That 10 of them were by a either by a score or less, or they lost the lead in the fourth quarter.
Well, I know their defense was number one in the NFL in yards allowed until like week 15, so that sounds about right.
Give me the over.
I like it. Now, if you had to guess, what do you think?
Will Levis was terrible.
Will Levis was terrible. He was great on the internet.
It was awful.
It was bad.
And the fact that nobody else wants him tells you all you need to know.
So I think somebody will pick him up.
Oh, I'm with you on
that. But
I'm saying, like, if they thought he was worth a damn, somebody would have already went ahead and you know, in a quarterback-starved league, the fact that no one's made a trade for him yet tells you all you need to know.
Yeah. Yeah, Blake's right. Not even Gia would tell you. She saw the future. She had to sell her stock.
I saw a
she dabbled with my boy CB for a hot minute,
I
too.
I saw a Twitter post, you know, where it's just like a random person posting, and they said that she was out with Tavondre Sweat. Teammate.
Big boy.
Texas.
Big boy.
It's a big boy. I think Will's sleeping that night. I mean,
he's eating mayonnaise and doing God knows what. I'm sure he's all right.
All right, so you're taking the under on the passing yards. What
no,
do you
no, I'm taking the over. I'm taking the over. Like I said, 3,100 yards. Okay. Calvin, you got Calvin Riddle and Ridley. Calvin Ridley, and then
Calvin Riddle. I like him.
like him. But Treylon Burks. There was somebody else too, though. I thought that they signed. I could be tripping.
Didn't they get Trey Harris, the wide receiver out of Ole Miss?
Look up on our lads. Look at what the depth.
All right, continue. I'm taking the over.
All right, you're taking the over passing yards. What do you think a good touchdown line would be? Like, where would you make the line if you were
11.5?
11.5. All right. Well, Vegas has it at 17.5. So you and Vegas got a long way to come.
I'm not as much of a degenerate as you are.
I'm guessing you're taking the under.
Well, I was going to take the over 11.5, but I'll take the under.
You'll take the under 17.5?
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
All right, the newest second highest paid running back in the NFL, Ashton Jeanty. Does he break 1,000 yards year one behind that Raiders offensive line?
Come on, bro. You tell me you don't think he can get 1,000 yards in 17 games?
I think he could have behind the Bears O-line.
They can do it. Look,
I'll tell you what. I came to this studio for draft night 4 hours before our post-draft show.
Yeah.
And I made a makeshift white T-shirt with Sharpie drawn on it, an Ashton Jeanty jersey. I smelled Sharpie for 9 hours for him to just go exactly where he was predicted to go.
All that being said, yes, he will get over 1,000 yards.
Okay. What do you like? 7.5?
That's free money. That's free money to me.
You think
Jeanty
so?
Over 1,000?
Yeah. Bro, look. Okay, real quick. I'm no mathematician.
We don't have anybody else over there running the ball. So.
I was going to say, dude, like Zahir White or whatever. Okay, let's see. Hold on. 1,000 divided by 17. You mean tell me you don't think this guy can get 59 yards a game?
Oh, he definitely can.
I mean, come on. And here's the thing you know, too.
People are talking about drafting him in fantasy top three.
I think he'd be a first round. Look, a couple things. One, that the Raiders offensive line, good, not great. Maybe even a little less than good. But here's what you do know. You've got a little bit of legitimacy now at quarterback with Geno Smith. No one's saying that this guy is the end-all, be-all, but at the same time, too, he's better than what you've had since probably Derek Carr in 2017. Then you've got Pete Carroll, who loves to run the ball except for, you know, game-winning situations in the Super Bowl. And you know Chip Kelly is a mad wizard with The Rock when it comes to...
Oh, I forgot that. Chip Kelly.
Take this. Look, I'm no... new guy Jake, when it comes to being a degenerate, hammer the over on this.
I'm going to degenerate all over that. All right. 7.5 rushing touchdowns. Over under.
Mm, That's a good one right there. 7.5. Give me the over.
I think so. I'll take
8 or 9.
Yeah, because you know he's going to have a couple multiple rushing touchdown games. You know,
absolutely.
I don't think he's going to have too many receiving touchdowns. I don't think he's a receiving back like that, but I could be wrong. All right, now we got a three legger here.
Okay.
Travis Hunter.
Yes.
Over 1.5 interceptions.
Over. Come on. Over. Over. Ooh. I would take the line at 3.5. Over.
Okay, so here's the thing though. Is he starting at is he starting wide receiver or cornerback?
We don't know.
I think he's doing both.
Both right now.
That's what Leon Combs said.
Just take the
give
over.
Give me the under. Give me the under.
Of course. How did I know?
Give me the
How
under.
How did I know the give Travis the Hunter himself? Give me the under. I got to see it. Haven't seen it. Hasn't been done for a reason. Hasn't been done. Travis won't be the one to do it.
When it happens, it happens.
Travis will not be the one to do it. I'm not going to be taken aback by all this stuff. I'm going to wait and see.
I mean, when most NFL players are
over,
suspect.
He's not most. Over. He's not most.
No, we haven't seen him yet, so we don't know.
He's not most. Old heads.
We've seen one player do it, so and he old did it for heads. 9 games. So
we see where Blake's allegiance lies. All right, yeah, another defensive heads, player. I don't know who made this line. I don't know if it was the kid driving to wall.
the 7-year-old driving to McDonald's with his 5-year-old sister.
Abdul Carter, 6.75 sacks. I'm slamming the over.
They just got a lot of guys.
That's my thing. The
might
take got a ton of guys.
Like
on
he
that
might
team.
Be there every play, but it might not be him getting the sack.
Oh, you don't ask for Lawrence Taylor's number and get less than 7 sacks.
I think he'll want to. Will he get?
There's
it?
Just a lot. I mean, that's just a lot
of mouths. A lot of mouths to feed.
There is a lot of mouths to feed on.
They
that.
Can't all have 12 sacks.
No, they can't all have.
Well, I don't think Thibodeau plays a lot though. Like I think he's a trade deadline guy.
I think he could. I could see him getting moved before training camp. I don't disagree with that. You know what? Dadgummit, Jacob Ray.
Over.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's take the over.
All right.
Let's
and then take my it. Favorite bet. This
By
guy,
the way, what number is he going to be? Has he figured out yet? Because Phil Simms.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Poo-pooed him too, didn't he?
Well, yeah, because Phil Simms was 11, right?
Yeah. So Lawrence Taylor, which you already knew Lawrence Taylor was going to tell you no.
Yeah.
Okay, Lawrence Taylor gives zero
this
you
low
know
key,
what.
Low-key psychopath to ask Lawrence Taylor for his number.
Yeah, because Lawrence Taylor. Crazy. Look, I'll just real quick. My homeboy Henry Thomas was in the league at the same time as Lawrence Taylor. They were training together down in Houston. Okay, now Henry is just coming off his rookie year. Lawrence Taylor had been in the league 3 or 4 seasons already. They're in Houston. This is the late 80s. Everybody's going out. Henry's getting ready to go get with, or you know, dressed up, thinking he's going out with Lawrence Taylor and the boys. And Lawrence Taylor says, "This ain't for you, young blood. You ain't coming with us."
That's wild.
And Henry said, "When Lawrence Taylor says no, just listen."
Yeah, you don't talk back to that.
You do not.
All right, this is my favorite thing I found today. I don't know where I found it. Actually, I know exactly where I found it. I don't know how this is a thing. The Lions punter, Jack Fox, over 0.5 passing yards.
I think we saw that one day we were doing parlays. It's the punter for the Lions. We're like, is the Lions guy?
We did see that.
Is his uncle run prize picks?
What a bizarre.
Give me the over.
I love it.
Give me the over.
It's just one fake.
One throw. Because I'll tell you what, well, our boy Bones Fossils in Tennessee, because if he was in Detroit, I'd say, hell, take over 10.5 at the rate he's going. My man will have him drop back, just throwing things all day. All right, give us two more and we got to get the hell out of here.
Well, I'm not going to give you two more. I'm going to give you my parlay for the Pope.
Okay.
Shout out Kevin Walker. He sent me one of these. I'd seen a couple of these on Twitter today because Twitter was going crazy.
Yeah, they were.
So we have a 3-leg parlay right here. Chicago Bears, Super Bowl winner, plus 3,500. Chicago Cubs, 2025 World Series winner, plus 1,600. Villanova men's basketball, national champions, plus 10,000.
Did he go to Villanova?
He did.
Okay, because I saw something. So I saw the stained glass of MJ. Then I saw another stained glass of Chris Jenkins hitting the game winner against North Carolina.
I saw that one too.
Why are they showing Villanova? So he is a Nova grad.
Yeah, he's a Nova grad. I was gonna throw.
If you're a Knicks fan, you're loving that right now.
I saw that too. I almost threw that.
Dude, do we go ahead and double down on the Knicks?
Especially now that the Pope,
now that the Pope is both American and a Nova grad. Switch me to
Jalen Brunson. My shot 50.
Dude, I'm telling you, he's got God behind him right now.
Maybe. This all ended up adding up. Now, if he is a White Sox fan, this ruins my parlay.
It does a little bit.
I mean, I could turn.
His brother said he was, right?
According to this comment, two posts underneath, it says he's a Sox fan per his brother, LOL. So his brother is hopefully a liar. Otherwise, you know, shame on the parents.
Would you lie about your brother, though, in that sense, knowing that they frown on that in the church? Because obviously he's Catholic, too.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. Fair or foul, growing up as a Pope and being a White Sox fan. I say foul.
Oof. Well, I'll tell you what, at the very least, you know, he likes pain.
Yeah, he likes pain and sadness. All right, this would all add up to be, actually, I can't even tell you. It's a plus 6,181,100. So I could probably turn $100 into... I don't know, enough money to buy Twitter. That's all I got.
All right, there you have it, Jacob Ray. All right, what's coming up next, Blake?
Oh, it's extra credit time. Let's figure out if Fred and new guy Jake know their Catholicism next on The Fan After Dark. Definitely ready for some papal trivia. This should be good. Jake Gunn and Terrell. So if you missed, we have a...
Jake Gunn?
We have a new pope that is from Chicago.
The Shy.
So if
him and Kanye.
Big day for Catholics, so we are going to do...
Kanye's also Catholic.
I did not know that.
There you go.
I feel like with celebrities who never really trust what religion they say they are because they kind of change every week.
Well, he said that before he went off the rails, so...
He says a bunch of stuff.
No, but I'm talking about, like, this is before. This is early. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I feel like it's so hard dating
this is college dropout.
Like, if you look up, is this person Catholic, Christian, Muslim, whatever... It'll have like 9 different answers. Well, they were in 2013, but in 2016, they took a heel turn and decided to be atheists. So we're going to be talking about all things to do with the Pope. Extra credit today will be sponsored by Pope Francis.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, not. I thought it was
Pope Prevost.
No, I was talking about the old one. Wasn't it Pope Francis?
Yeah, but he's dead.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's sponsored by him. Because he can't sponsor anything because he's dead. Just cue the music. Ring the bell.
And Blake!
It's a merry-go-round, you dumb dumbass. Do you need the dumb in front of the dumbass?
I mean, I did his homework. Like, not like he bullied me. He just kind of redumbed it.
Okay.
I've never even heard that word in my life.
But as my own personal form of punishment, I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
All right, let's go! Here we go!
I'm excited. The Pope's excited. We're letting white smoke out of the 105 Through the Fan studios to let them know that a real one has arrived.
That's right.
And it's Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, and Jacob Ray. I almost called you a new guy, Jake. I had to re-rack my brain.
No, that's what I'm saying, man. We're going to start brushing our teeth with our left hands and saying affirmations while we're doing it.
I already do brush my teeth with my left hand, so.
But you're left-handed, aren't you?
I am.
Let's see.
What if he was ampy?
So you need to do it right-handed.
Ambi or ampy?
Ambi.
Are you calling
ambidextrous?
Me
an amputee? Is that what you're trying to say? Ambidextrous?
Okay, first question here before we get canceled, before we even get into this extra credit.
Is this multiple choice, by the way?
You'll see. Let's go to Jacob first. What does the word Catholic mean?
Catholicism?
Okay, I'm gonna butcher a bunch of words, yeah. I do not want chances any are. Disrespect. Blake is trying to throw. I'm gonna butcher a
You butcher the word butcher.
I'm gonna mess up words. Apostolistic? Did I say that right? Apostolistic? Okay. B, universal. C, holy. D, Christian. What does the word Catholic mean, Jake?
A.
Incorrect. Frederick.
What were the other three words?
Universal, holy, Christian.
Let's go with...
Here's my bell.
Let's go with universal.
That's a tough start.
First one on the board for Frederick. Fred, which sacrament... Maybe hopefully I'm saying it right.
Yeah.
It's considered the source and summit of Christian life. A, baptism. B, conformatism. C, Eucharist. D, matrimony.
Let's go with the Eucharist.
That is correct, Fred.
Wow.
Jacob, what is the term for the belief that bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ? A, transfiguration. B, transubstantiation.
Careful.
C, consubstantiation. D, transformation. Transfig, transub, consub, or transform. D. They all end in ation. You said what?
D.
Transub.
What a comeback. What a pull by him.
This is more of a extra credit on me on just
Seriously.
Reading.
Seriously.
Which prayer, Fred, is traditionally said at the beginning of the rosary?
Ooh, I should know this. Let's go with the Our Father.
Incorrect.
Son of a gun.
Jacob?
We have multiple choice, or is this just a guess?
Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, Apostles' Creed.
Hail Mary.
Incorrect. Answer is Apostles' Creed.
Ooh, okay.
See, I would have thought it was going to be Apollo Creed.
Okay. Apollo Jacob? Creed. What is the period of preparation before Easter called? A, Advent, B, Lent, C, Pentecost, D, Ordinary Time.
Lent.
We are tied up, folks, 2-2.
I was hoping he would spit the bit on that one. I was like, I know that.
I know that one. Fred, which day commemorates Jesus' entry into Jerusalem?
Oh, son of a gun.
I think it's funny when I go to Fred and I don't give the multiple choice. I don't know why.
Good Friday.
Incorrect. I got to give you the same thing. I can't give you the multiple choice. I didn't give it to Fred.
Palm Sunday.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't need a multiple choice. He takes the 3-2 lead. I dropped my bell.
There goes the bell.
Drop the bell.
New guy, Jake.
I thought that was the day he came back.
I'm just reading the chat GPT.
I thought that was the day he came back.
What is the term for the teaching authority?
I guess he came back to Jerusalem, didn't he? Hello.
What is the term for the teaching authority of the church? A, mag... Asterium, B, catechism, C, canon
catechism.
Law. There you go. What Fred just said. C, canon law, and D, papacy. I feel like I'm messing up all these words. Papacy. There you go.
I got papacy.
Incorrect.
Catechism.
Incorrect. It was a magisterium. Okay. Fred, which sacrament involves confessing sins to a priest?
Confession.
Let me read. A, baptism. C, confirmation. C, reconciliation. D, anointing of the sick.
What was the question? Say the question again.
Which sacrament involves confessing sins to a priest? A, baptism. B, confirmation. Okay.
Yeah, no.
C, reconciliation. D, anointing of the sick.
Go C, reconciliation.
Okay. Frederick and Jake tied up at 3. Jacob, what is the term for the
confession?
What is the term for the community of all baptized believers? A, parish. D, diocese. Or
diocese.
Okay. C, laity.
Laity.
And D, church.
Church.
Correct. Fred, which virtue is not one of the theological virtues? A, hope. B, faith. C, charity. D, prudence.
A.
Incorrect.
Can you reread the question?
Which virtue is not one of the theological virtues? A, hope. B, faith. C, charity. D, prudence.
Charity.
Incorrect. The answer we were looking for was prudence. We'll go to new guy Jacob. What color is traditionally worn during Lent? I'm not going to give him multiple choice.
Ooh.
I go green.
Incorrect.
I go white.
Both incorrect. The correct answer was purple.
Oh, wow. Could have put a rainbow in front of me. I don't know if that one last.
Wow.
Fred, which feast celebrates the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles? A, Ascension. B, Pentecost. C, Trinity Sunday. D, Corpus Christi. I swear that's what it's
like. Let me go with A.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
What were the options?
Ascension, Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, and Corpus Christi.
Trinity Sunday.
Incorrect.
Well, he said that with his chest, too.
Pentecost was the answer.
I was kind of worried. I was like, did he get that? Is this 4-3?
It is 4-3. Jake is out.
Son of a gun, dude.
Jacob, what is the first season of the liturgical year? Am I saying that right? L-I-T, urgical?
Liturgical, I think.
I guess, okay. Yeah. A, Lent. B, Advent. C, Easter. D, Ordinary Time.
Advent.
I was about to say, you should get this. Advent calendars. Okay. 5-3.
Was that right?
That was correct.
Okay. I didn't get it.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. I was too busy. You got the lead. Frederick, which day marks the beginning of the Easter Triduum? Two U's. Tritium?
Okay.
A, Palm Sunday. B, Holy Thursday. C, Good Friday. D, Holy Saturday.
It's got to be Thursday.
You're going with Be Holy Thursday?
Holy Thursday.
That is correct, Frederick.
I would have guessed Good Friday.
Just deducing it down, people. Just deducing it down. Let's see. It can't be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Let's go with Thursday. All right.
Jacob, what is the liturgical same thing color for ordinary time? We'll not give a multiple choice for the
for
colors.
Ordinary again. Time?
Ordinary time. No.
Can we get an explanation on what ordinary time is?
I'll let Frederick. I have no idea. Okay.
I haven't been to Catholic school in 35 years.
I don't know, dude.
White.
Incorrect. I think the colors are so funny to see your guess colors.
We've already said white. We've said purple. Let's go with red. Was it purple?
Was it yellow?
It was green.
Green.
Okay. Whose turn is it?
Fred's.
Fred. Which solemnity celebrates the belief that Mary was taken body and soul into heaven? Immaculate Conception, B, Assumption, D, Annunciation, but it's spelled with like an A. Or D, Visitation.
Let me go with B.
You tied it up, Frederick.
I am.
Next one that gets one right. What is the name of the prayer said at no more multiple choice. Next one right wins. What is the name, Jacob, what is the name of the prayer said at noon and 6 p.m. commemorating the incarceration?
Look at it. Sure question.
Fred, you know.
I don't. I have zero idea. I was going with Hail Mary on the last one.
Is it the Holy Prayer?
Incorrect. Fred, do you want to try to
Holy Prayer?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with Our Father.
The answer we're looking for was Angelus.
Okay.
Angelus.
I don't know. I've never even heard of that prayer.
Okay. Fred, what day is known as the birthday of the church?
What day is known as the birthday of the church? I should know this. Let's go with the birth of Jesus.
Incorrect. New guy Jake, you want to steal? We have said this word already today in the segment.
Boy.
I'm sure we have.
Is this going to end 5-5?
Is this going to be the first ever tie in the history of extra credit?
The answer we're looking for was Pentecost. I see y'all were super close to that.
He didn't have us. I said Sunday.
Okay. New guy Jake. Oh, I did it again.
What is NFL draft?
What is the term for the 3-day period leading up to Easter?
Oh. God, I should know this. We're gonna both gonna be like, oh, I heard that before.
I'm guessing there's no multiple choice for this one.
Nope. No multiple choice to take us out.
This is tough.
Who knows ball for one last question?
This is tough.
You know anything? Either one of y'all can just shout it at this point.
What is it again?
What is the term for the 3-day period leading up to Easter?
The 3-day.
At this point, there's no turn. Just whoever knows the answer, just shout it out. Well, this is super engaging. We're going to let them think. We're going to give them the answer on the other side and figure out who is the real Catholic of all Catholics as we close out the final hour here on the Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.